Michael Avery with Classic Business.
PSG Consults, a majority held by the PSG Group, services wealthy clients through three divisions, mainly wealth, asset management and insure, which it's building up through now 254 offices. That's up from 239, and 932 advisors, up from 862 at the halfway mark. And despite the country's challenging economic environment, managed to grow total assets under management by 8% to over 222 billion. And that breaks down by division. PSG Wealth at 175 billion, a 7% increase. PSG Asset Management of 47 billion, that's up in double digits, 11%. While PSG's insurance gross written premiums amounted to a whopping 36% increase at 4.5 billion. Also, so obviously the market declining 4% in the last financial. That's compared with a positive return of 14%. That had a big impact on performance fees and investment income and the like. We saw performance fees earned constitute only just 3% of headline earnings compared with 8.6% in the previous financial. I'm joined by CEO Francois Gosse. Francois, considering the environment, certainly another creditable set of results for you.
Yes, I think it was, very difficult conditions, not just from an economic point of view and, consumer sentiment point of view, but also, as you mentioned, that the actual equity markets and some of the other asset markets, including the bond market, performed quite poorly. The JSE Wall Street Index was down 4% during the period. So extremely difficult conditions, and most pleasing to produce positive results in that environment and to maintain a return on equity that's above 20%, 21.5% is most pleasing to us.
Now, you continue to grow your financial advisors. We've seen a dramatic increase in regulatory administrative time burdens. Obviously, for small businesses, that constitutes time and it's costly. If you're a top fund manager, you can complain about the 16-hour training that you've got to attend, but at least you've got your remaining team members who can continue to handle investors' queries and react to any sudden market movements. So it really is an environment that calls out for the sort of consolidation that has played into your hands. What else creates an environment that you would say makes advisors want to join PSG?
As we've already mentioned, the market's been complicated and difficult, and that creates weak consumer sentiment, and it also creates uncertainty. And in these kinds of conditions, I think consumers and investors want comfort that deal with people who are highly knowledgeable and able to help guide them through challenging conditions. And I think our advisors are highly skilled. They've been operating with their customers for multiple generations or large components of families. I think that is conducive to our kind of franchise. And I think advisors would like to join PSG because in some ways you get the best of both worlds. You get to spend time in front of clients, which is generally what advisors like. But at the same time, you have the support of a large firm that provides you with administrative, legal and compliance, marketing and a whole range of other benefits. To ensure that your administration side is taken care of in a highly professional and consistent way, and at the same time you can spend the majority of your time dealing and catering with client needs. So I think that's what's drawn quite a lot of advisors to the firm over more than 20 years.
If you look at one of the big themes in asset management at the moment, client experience is really becoming a major source of competitive advantage, and the client experience is clearly not where it should be. Asset managers are, I think, still hampered by some operational efficiencies. There's some manual and outdated onboarding processes, the use of older legacy systems. And these days, consumers have higher expectations. They aren't asking for anything too radical over the top, but they want something digital. They want a smoother, faster process, perhaps something more convenient and a digital way to communicate with their asset manager. And I know you've invested heavily here. Just share what that investment is going into exactly to improve that client experience.
Well, I think because of the increase in regulation, the amount of forms and legal documents that have to be completed in order to process transactions has increased dramatically over the last while. I think the aim of the entire industry, but specifically our own firm, is to declutter those processes, to simplify those documents, and to provide seamless client experience such that you don't spend hours dealing with through manual processes, dealing with your own affairs. So So it's really this administrative burden that I think we're trying to automate. That's why we've invested quite heavily, as you mentioned, in technology. But that's going to take a while for itself to play out and to fully move to an automated environment. But at the same time, I think what consumers want is not just be able to electronically interact with firms, but also occasionally when it gets to complex matters, and there's often complex matters such as death in the family, there could be switches that clients want to do. There's a whole range of different transactions which are slightly more complicated, and then they they want to rely on advisors who guide them through that process. So in some ways, yes, the straightforward, simple transactions, they want that to be automated, but at the same time, in slightly more complex affairs, they want the touch which an advisor provides or whether a human provides through a call center to help them through sorting out their difficulties as expeditiously as possible.
Yeah, I mean, for so many people, I think the automation issue really can help smooth things. Reusing data and documentation that you submitted a number of times rather than to have to resubmit that all the time, to rather do it once, that kind of thing. But I couldn't agree with you more. Sometimes in this environment, when things are changing so rapidly, you want to sit down with your advisor, have a glass of wine or a beer, and talk yep. about how exactly you're going to structure your offshore vehicles, for example. Francois, I think many times I chat to asset managers, they describe some of their biggest future challenges as mostly things that are outside their sphere of control. Things like regulation, things like people living longer, passives bringing fee income down. There's nothing you can do to really control that. What are you concentrating on that's within your locus of control to drive performance consult?
One of the common mistakes made by investors is to adopt time horizons which isn't consistent with long-term performance. And I think one of the difficulties that we have to continuously make sure that clients correctly identify their investment horizons, and that they don't, after having implemented a plan, just because the market turns down or because there's some undulation in the market, that they then reverse a long-term plan. And I think that's an enduring, that's kind of providing enduring wisdom to investors. I think another common feature at the present moment is because of the overall uncertainty and the poor performance in the market over the last 5 odd years, I think people tend to look through the rear view mirror and try and extrapolate that into the future. And I think often in financial markets, the complete opposite happens. And I think at the present moment, what we're somewhat surprised about is the likelihood of markets turning up is far greater in our view than it's turning down. But that's not what the conventional wisdom is. So sometimes, common sense goes a long way, and you can talk about all these trends and all these complications, but I think provided that you look over the long term and you stick to a plan and you don't get caught up with short-term undulations, that's the way to make money, and that's the way to build wealth and protect your loved ones.
And Francois certainly stood PSG Consults in good stead. There's a lovely slide that you put at the end of your presentations. Just to update listeners, an investment of 100,000 Rand in PSG Consults shares back on the 11th of April of 2005, and then reinvesting all the dividends received and all of the other distributions over the period versus 100,000 in the Aussie would be worth 5 million Rand today. That's a compound annual growth rate of 33%. The Aussie would have delivered around 626,000. Just a phenomenal return. And obviously the pressure is on to keep up with all the regulatory and market headwinds that you face. Just briefly, what's your strategy going to be focusing on over the next half and beyond?
I mean, it's interesting that you mention the returns. If you look at the individual years, there's been years such as 2009 and 2016 when the market didn't do that well. It just shows you that you need to look over the long term, and sometimes the time to buy is not when markets are up, but when they're actually down. And so I think that's a good example of looking towards the long term. I mean, in our own case, we've tried to focus on adding value to our customers. We build systems and processes to support our advisors, and we continue to believe that for the vast number of consumers, it's important to get financial advice and to help them during difficult periods in the market to.
Well, Francois, breaking up right at the end there, but thank you very much. It is fantastic wisdom, and the wisdom, the sort of advice as well that has stood the likes of Warren Buffett and Benjamin Graham and so many other legendary investors in very good stead to buy low and sell high, and certainly not follow the herd. That was PSG Consult CEO Francois Gosse.